and stood against him, proud Edward's army, and sent him homewards to think again. Now, that phrase, to think again, after having lost a very major battle, which actually history says cost Edward II the throne, to think again meant you need to readjust your attitude, to say the least. So the mind is very important in what happens in the future. What our attitude is like today will largely determine at least much of the future. So let's take this from the military, from Bannockburn and so forth, and the political to the personal and the familial, the things around us where we have to live. And it's also true that what we think about, how we think, largely determines the quality of our lives and indeed the atmosphere of our homes. That is what St. Paul sets before us in Philippians 4, 8 and 9, just read you. Whatsoever things are true, lovely, of good report, think on these things. Now that means that you and I have the power to focus our mind in a certain direction or in another direction. By focusing on worthy things, something happens inside you. Thinking on the things that the apostle mentions in Philippians 4:8 helps you to become a person more and more filled with light and more experiencing real joy. It's a wide-ranging list that Paul gives us. You know, things that are true, honest, lovely, of good report, and so forth. So how did he get these different worthy matters that we're to think about? I would say this from the book of Philippians and from the rest of his theology. He got these things by focusing on the beauty of the balance in the lovely character of our Lord Jesus Christ. To know him, to focus on him, is to come to terms with things that are lovely, pure, good, holy, and so forth. Indeed, in the previous verse, Philippians 4:7, which I didn't read you, it speaks of keeping your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. This idea that these worthy things, how you're to think, it is insofar as you're in Christ by the Holy Spirit and looking at his word, that your thinking becomes transformed so that you can become an agent from time to time, at least, of transformation in the lives of other people. What to think about. I mean, indeed, two chapters earlier, Philippians 2, 5 to 11, which I'm not going to read, believed to be a great hymn. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and humbled himself and so forth. And he came down to earth, the Holy One, the eternal Son of God, took on flesh, and died for my sins and your sins. And he took on death. He entered into the realms of terrible death, and by his holiness and infinite sacrifice broke it apart and shattered its vile power over the human race, all who will be in him. And so St. Paul in Philippians 2, 5 to 11 shows us the heart of what we're to think about him who is lovely, true, just, and good report, that came from heaven, died for our sins, went down into the nether world and came up victorious in his resurrection body and then went to heaven. And because he's in heaven, we too, in some sense, are seated there and will eventually go there if we trust in him. And indeed, Paul is saying this amazing thing. The whole universe is going to be caught up in this movement of Christ from heaven to earth, back to heaven. It's going to be renewed, the cosmos. It's going to be changed in the most beautiful, transformative direction. You know, you wonder, you come year by year, and I read these flowers of the forest, and there's a long list this year, and there is most years. And we come, we go, life is but a vapor, and you know, nobody knows what's happening in politics, what's happening in the world scene, and so forth. You can't tell. You know, not what a day may bring forth. So what does it mean? Well, it's all being caught up some way or another, known to God, in a larger purpose. That our lives and the world around us will eventually be transformed in and through Christ. Now, Paul says, think about that. Maybe you're going through a bad patch at present. We all do from time to time. Think about that. That you're caught up in a much larger purpose, one that is going to be very beautiful. The more we think about him, 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, an amazing thing happens, and we don't even feel it. But we all with unveiled face, beholding the Lord as in a glass or a mirror, are transformed from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. You look like you're looking upon Jesus, focusing on him, and you are being changed. And the people around you need to see nothing so much as you, particularly your thinking being transformed by union with Christ. Just one little story and then I'm through. I learned a great lesson in my early ministry from an elderly cousin of mine from the Isle of Skye on the Kelly side. She was a minister's widow. She prayed for me all the time. And she came at age 83, where I was ministering then in First Presbyterian Church of Dillon, South Carolina. And she visited me in Caroline for a month. And she would go with me to the rest home and visit people who were much younger than she was and cheer them up. She was a great person. I remember at the time she was there, some things had me bothered in the church and in Dillon. I don't remember exactly what it was, but at the time it seemed bad. It sort of had me down, and I'm not normally down, but it was then. We came back from the rest home, it's known as the Pines in Dillon, visiting old folks. And it was in October, and it was rainy and gray and just depressing looking weather. And I felt badly, and I knew I could speak to her frankly. And I said to her, "Cousin, I sometimes think the devil is going to win in Dillon." And she said something I've never forgotten, and it helped transform the rest of my ministry and the rest of my life. She said, "Oh, Douglas, never say a thing like that. Whenever you think things are bad, whenever you think the devil is coming, then immediately think of the purity of Christ, and you'll get through it and change." Now, that was nearly 40 years ago. My cousin said, "When things look bad and have you down, think of the purity of Christ, and it will be fine." One little poem, and then that's it. Two men looked through the prison bars. The one saw mud, the other stars. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen.